From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Tuesday, April 15th. True North Housing Alliance runs the Torres Community Shelter, the largest homeless shelter in the area. And NSPR's Alex Stutson reports it's looking to grow.
True North Housing Alliance has been expanding its services over the last few years. It's launched a street outreach team to build trust with unsheltered residents. And after a client finds permanent housing, True North offers up to a year of case management to help them keep it. All those services have been operated out of the Torres Community Shelter. And Shelter Executive Director Taylor Bunch says they have the good problem of now needing to expand.
Currently, we don't really have space to adequately provide for one-on-one care or consultation with clients. And a lot of what folks are working on is very private and very emotional, and so we really need that space.
So the group has been constructing the Howard Slater Navigation Center. It will house and increase the capacity of True North's case management services. Construction is progressing, and True North is looking to further secure donors and grants to help complete the project. It's raised over $2 million so far. When deciding what types of resources to offer, Bunch says True North turned to data around homelessness, including the reasons people became unhoused again after finding secure housing.
We're not surprised to find that a lack of life skills and then social isolation and loneliness, a lack of community, were the main causal factors for returning to homelessness.
The Navigation Center will house the group's life skills and group therapy services, as well as partners from the county with employment and social services and behavioral health. The center is set to open in August. In Chico, I'm Alex Stutson.
In other news, after 13 years, the expansions to Butte County's jail facility are almost complete. According to the Chico Enterprise Record, construction is expected to finish in August. It'll expand the capacity of the jail and provide a new in-house medical center. The paper reports the medical facility will be able to house up to 48 inmates. The current facilities can also accommodate 3 patients at a time. The expansion will also add holding cells and classrooms. And sewers are on the agenda for the Chico City Council this week. The council will review a report on the Sanitary Sewer Master Plan. It assesses the existing sewer system, pinpoints issues, and works to address wastewater system needs. It also includes recommendations for infrastructure improvements. The plan itself would not have any fiscal impact, but implementing any recommendations could. The council will review the staff report today at 6 p.m. Also, the state's largest utilities maintain maps identifying areas at increased risk for utility-associated wildfires. They're required to update these maps every 10 years. But is that often enough? NSPR's Kendall takes a closer look.
The state's big three utilities, PG&E, Southern California Edison, and San Diego Gas and Electric, were first required to submit fire risk maps in 2017. They need to be updated every 10 years. But consumer groups and the California Public Advocates Office say that's not enough. They want updated maps more often. According to reporting by CalMatters, Cal Fire revises its fire risk severity maps every 5 years. The media outlet reports that a proposal calling for more frequent updates was filed with the California Public Utilities Commission 2 years ago. The utilities actually supported the proposal, but commissioners rejected it. Current maps are now 8 years old. PG&E and SoCal Edison have updated sections of them, but the Public Advocates Office and others say complete updates are needed. And they say right now the utilities set the criteria for determining fire risk, which may be a problem. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
And finally, a drought task force is looking for ways to create a more resilient Butte County. The group will meet this week to discuss progress on an upcoming plan to better prepare and respond to drought events. The plan is part of a state law requiring counties to take steps to better avoid water shortage issues. Residents are encouraged to participate in the meeting to provide input to help develop the plan. The meeting will take place Thursday at 1 p.m. at the Board of Supervisors Chambers in Oroville. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, April 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.